Hey, it's Cheryl Adalia from Dignify a Diva. I'm here to tell you a little bit about my organization and why it's important. Imagine being a woman or a young girl going through a trauma and not knowing how you're going to support yourself with the basic necessities. Dignify a Diva is going to provide purses filled with toiletries and hygiene items for you to just get a break. It's a horrible thing when your ability to provide yourself with the basic necessities have been taken away. And it doesn't even matter what the reason why. It's a trauma. Maybe it's domestic abuse. Maybe it's homelessness. Maybe it's depression. Maybe you're in school and you're being bullied by your peers. And you don't know how you're going to get to whatever the next phase is. Sometimes it helps for someone to step in and say, yo, I got you. Imagine having your ability to provide for yourself, just the things that go in a purse. You're not able to do it. That's where Dignify a Diva comes in. Here's a purse filled with toiletries. That's one less thing you got to worry about. Just a moment for you to be able to breathe. Now, let me tell you something. You might be wondering, why am I so passionate about this cause? Okay. Well, here's the story. I went through a really, really rough time in my life in my early 20s. And with the help of my family and my close friends, I was able to get past that trauma. But imagine if you're someone that doesn't have a tribe behind you. There's no one to support you. There's no one to turn to. There's nowhere to go. Who are you supposed to reach out to? We want to make sure that we are the plug and the bridge from your trauma to the next amazing phase in your life. We are going to provide you with the purses that you need, filled with the toiletries that you need. That's how we're going to help you secure the bag. Now, once we get taken care of on the physical items, if there's something else that you need, let me know that. If it means that you need services, maybe you need help finding a job or an apartment, or you need help with a resume, or you need to talk to somebody, whatever it is, if I can't provide it, I'll make sure that I find you someone that can. But you can reach out in a number of different ways. We have Instagram, DignifyAdiva_official. You can reach out to me on Facebook, DignifyAdiva. Guess what? You can even DM me. It does go down in the DMs, but it's okay. You can reach out.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just shooting from the leg down. But it's got. Oh. Keep on walking straight. Straight to the hell we made. Why always a wall, babe, when we wanna come closer? Don't tell a million lies. Kill the butterflies. I just wanna make things right.
What's goody? What's goody? What's goody? How you doing, boo?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, girl. I'm polishing off my situation, child. Woo! That's all I got. That's all I got. All is well. All is well.
All right. So, this episode, we are talking about guardianship. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about guardianship was because, okay, maybe it's just me. I had this assumption that if you had a child, or okay, let's say your child became an adult, okay, and they had special needs, and they were unable to take care of themselves, you were automatically considered the guardian.
Ah, really?
Yeah, I kind of thought that, but that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. I had a good friend of mine who has a daughter who is of age, and the daughter was experiencing pain. So she took her to the emergency room, and the doctor wouldn't treat her because the mother was not the legal guardian.
So
I was like, in my mind, I was like, okay, well, can they refuse to care? And then the child was unable to speak for themselves to say, you know, what's going on. So, I mean, I guess in my mind, I'm just wondering what would be the process for that? Like, how would you, I guess you would go through the same process that you would to seek guardianship over someone else that's in a, I guess, an incapacitated state. But it just blew my mind that you have a parent bring a child into the hospital, and clearly the child can't speak for themselves, but you don't want to treat the child because the parent is not the guardian. But that doesn't alleviate the child's problem. So, I mean, I guess I'm wondering, is there a way around that, or you just have to...
Yeah, there's no way around it, boo. You got to have your paperwork in order. There's no way around it.
So, okay, so let me see if I understand this correctly. Because this is a learning experience for me.
Okay.
So, what you're telling me is, no, I'm so serious. I am not ashamed to say,
No, I'm here for it.
So, what you're telling me, and let's say that your child has special needs, and your child is 18, 19 years old or what have you. And your child is unable to speak for themselves or unable to verbalize for themselves. They don't have the cognitive ability to understand what's going on. And you take them to the hospital because they are experiencing some sort of pain or some sort of trauma or something has happened to them. They can turn you away if you're not the guardian. And not trick the person.
Now, not in all cases. I don't know in all states. Here in Georgia, yes, they can refuse. Now, here's the flip side to that. You are totally on, right? I get that. Because as a mom, if someone has Anthony or has Lyric and something goes down, I would hope somebody could get them and get them treated, right? Here's the flip side with someone nonverbal. Let's say someone has Anthony that should not have Anthony. And decides to go to the hospital to try to get some things to pop and shake because they need paperwork.
Oh.
This child can't say, I'm not supposed to be with this person.
Okay.
This is not who's... They just have to... Right. So as much I get that, like, yes, it shouldn't. But at the flip side, for someone nonverbal, like if someone kidnapped Anthony... And decided to claim him as their own and take him to the hospital, they could say whatever and treat him for whatever. That don't necessarily mean that's his history. You know, so they're kind of, people are kind of like, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's your place in this child? You know, because this child can't talk and say what it really is.
Right. So I guess the hospital does that to cover their own. To cover their own tushy or what have you. Mm-hmm. So after my girlfriend left the hospital, she did a lie because she was hot. Girlfriend was hot.
She was hot, yeah.
She was hot. So she did a lie. She was like, I don't understand why I have to go through this. I'm her mother. Why would I have to go through this? And so they ended up sending the child home. So she ended up taking the child to her regular doctor or what happened the next day. But then she ended up also having to go to court and file paperwork to say that she is that child's legal guardian. So I guess for me, this is more of a learning session. I don't know. And I ain't afraid to say I don't know. So is that something that has to happen in most cases for a child that the parents have to establish guardianship in all cases, or is that a case by case?
All. Any child that will require any type of assistance from a family member, be it a sibling, a parent, auntie, uncle, you have got to get that shit legalized. Even with the mom, like even with Anthony, we're 2 years away from having to do guardianship. I am actually, and I've done it for people, so I'm going to get the paperwork and fill it out and turn it in and get that done. Because yes, when he turns 18, they too. Now here's what's cute, okay? Part of advocacy, you know, I teach relationship building. So I have a great relationship with his doctor. So if I get it done right at 18, I'm okay because his doctors know him. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going to, they know his mom. I mean, my mom, they know his dad. So if I don't take them, they know us. So I'm not worried, right? But now when we do switch to adult doctors, I will need to have it in place because they're not going to take him as a patient if I don't.
If you don't. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
when I switch over to adult doctors, they are not going to accept him as a patient if I do not have it, because they don't know him. Now I'm a new person coming in the door. And so, yeah, you got it. Oh, yes, wow. Ma'am.
Okay. Oh, like I said, I learned something new. I did not realize that. But I'm wondering, okay, so my thing of, if I didn't know that, I'm wondering how many people out there.
It's many that don't. Case in point, I had a few years ago, and I'm not going to say any names, I had a mom, 70, what was she at the time? Late 60s, maybe early 70s. Y'all forgive me if y'all hear a bunch of noise. That's Lyric Jador doing what he do, y'all. That's just... So I had a late 60s, early 70s mom who has a daughter. She was late 30s, early 40s at the time. Didn't notice it. She reached out to me. Her eldest daughter found me through an event that I did, and solicited for me to help her mom get guardianship for her sister, because she didn't know that she needed guardianship. I think she might have been, she was trying to get day services for her. That's what it was. She was wanted to get day services for her. The big sister was out. And if I get the story, if you're catching it, my apologies if I'm butchering the story. But I believe big sister went out to try to locate a day program for her baby sister, right? Looking for a day program, and found out in through looking for a day program that she needed a guardianship, because they wouldn't take her. She needed a guardianship in place in order for them to take her, for her to be qualified for certain Medicaid waivers. She needed to become guardian to do, and she found out later, like something simple as a day program.
Right. Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? So it's many that don't realize it. Because me, let me be clear. I learned this early on. Thank God I had people that would drop gems on me crossing in life. Like I've had people like, you know, when he get older, you're going to have to do this. You know, when he becomes an adult, I knew more about what he needed to go through as an adult than I could. I'm like, okay, great. When we hit 21, we got to do all of these things, but we ain't there yet. Can I figure out what we're supposed to do for kids? So I was fortunate. Let me get that information, because that's where we at right now. That's where we're at. So I was fortunate to learn early on that when he hits 18, and we're close to 18, I'll have to submit the paperwork. But I, for a second thought, he mine. It's on the book. Right. And he's incapable. So why are we even having to do this shit? But I mean, I always say, when there's rules in place, somebody tried the system. Somebody tried it. I don't know what y'all tried, but you tried it. We're here.
But I've also seen that. I also seen that guardianship thing go the opposite way, where I have seen, I've worked at, I guess you would call it a day program, doing workshops for special needs people.
Okay.
And in the community that I lived in, it wasn't a big community, but it was a large enough community where everybody kind of knew everybody.
Okay.
So in this particular day program, there was a young lady there that I was good friends with. Her name was, well, not say her name, but she was a good, we knew each other within the community. And she was a very high functioning, let's put it that way. She was high functioning, and she didn't need to be there, if that makes any sense.
It was
one of those situations where it was for people that were not as high functioning as she was.
Understood.
And she didn't need to be there.
Okay.
So one day I was there and I was conducting a workshop, and you know, they had people come in and talk to me about different things or what have you. And she walks into my office. I'm like, what are you doing here? I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? She's like, I don't know. And so the last time, before this time, she was staying with her mom. Come to find out, the mom had passed. Left guardianship to the aunt. The aunt took guardianship and put her in there.
Okay.
And so I went to my director or my supervisor. And I said, and I talked to her, and you know, my mama says I have a Pollyanna attitude about this stuff, but I do, whatever. I was like, this is not fair. And she was like, well, you would be surprised the number of people that are in here that don't need to be in here because of the whole guardianship thing. She said, what happens is they go through school, they age out at 18, 19, sometimes 21.
21, yeah.
21. And then the parent or whoever the caregiver is at the moment takes the check, renders them incompetent, puts them somewhere to collect the money. And I'm like, that's crazy to me, because the people that this particular young lady, if you just put the time in
yeah.
and taught her, and just taught her basic life skills,
she'd be all right.
She would be all right.
But that's the problem. No one want to do that. Like, and you know what's crazy though? Like, even with Lyric, when people are like, oh, he's so well mannered, oh, he does this, oh, he doesn't seem like he has autism. And I'm like, listen, this is a lot of redirecting, repetitive, consistent. And are we perfect? No, because there's shit he does. And I just be like, you know what? There's just going to be some shit you do. There's just.
Right.
Gonna make some shit you do. That's just what it is. I'm not gonna fix every goddamn thing. That's just what the fuck it is. But I take the time as far as basic shit. Like, he's great. He's mastered two-step directions. He was in a classroom at one point that limited him. Like, he was doing a lot of chewing, a lot of biting. And I'm like, okay, wait. If we're in a room with children that chew and bite all day, that's what he's gonna do.
Right.
Now, Lyric may not have many words. The boy is super smart. Please don't do me. He is my mini. He is his daddy's chap. Okay, now we are ratchet, but be clear. Okay, be very clear. My son is smart. He has his daddy's ways and he has his mama's ways, and combined, that is deadly. Okay, I see it all over him. He does things like read, but don't tell me he knows how to read. What child do you know will take a book that is upside? And my dad did this because he was like, you know, your son reads. This, I didn't believe him because I'm like, whatever, Lyric don't read, whatever. And my dad was like, no, your son reads. And I'm like, whatever, you know, I'm like, dad, you think big for my kids and I love it. He's like, no, your son reads. Oh, okay. He said, watch this. He gave my son a book, turned it upside down. When he gave it to my son flipped it back up, held it, took his finger, did this, and then put the book down. And then my dad took the book, turned it upside down, gave him the book again. He flipped it back up, put it back down. We in the grocery store, okay? So I'm like, okay, that don't mean nothing. Whatever. He just knows the shit's upside down. Okay, this is where we at. This is where I'm at, okay? Because I'm late to the party. We go to the grocery store. We're on the cereal aisle. Boyfriend goes over to the Cheerios. Cheerios. Say, word, what? Did you just read that shit? Dude. I said, what? What you want? Cheerios. I was like, okay, you reading. Okay. 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 But now he don't have many words. Like, he's not going to tell you. He's not going to read, and this was the.
Right,
he's
not doing that. Right.
But he's reading it. But it took a minute to get there. He taught, that's self-taught, because I didn't teach him that shit, girl. He taught himself. I'm real about it. That is not what I taught him.
Woo!
Self-taught. My son is great at self-teaching him. You know what? And we established long time ago. He don't like to learn from nobody. I don't like to teach. He likes to self-learn. Okay, it works. Do what you do.
It works for both of
you. It works. I don't bother him no more. Whatever. Go do what you need to do. You know what you need to do. Handle it. Let him handle it.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's stuff people don't even, like, had I not, you know what I'm saying, given him the space or the tools. We got books all around here. My mom reads, we read. He takes his books and he does what he does with it. We underestimate them sometimes.
Right.
We underestimate them. And that's sad, because a lot of them do end up in positions that they shouldn't be in because we underestimate them. Had I kept my son in class, we wouldn't be doing it, because when he was in class, he wasn't reading.
Right.
He wasn't doing those things. He was chewing and biting and doing things that let me know that he was under stress.
Right.
Once he came out of being under stress, honey, boyfriend do all kind of child. He do all kind of things.
Well, I had a little girl like that too in my class. And she was the same way. I mean, smart as a whip, could count to 100. The only girl in the classroom that could count to 100. The only girl, only child out of typical kids. The only child. That one child that had autism that could catch you, count to 100. Count to 100, all her letters, sounds, numbers, all of that. Will clock you upside your head if you looked at her wrong. So we were still working on the social skills. We were trying to get them social skills together. We're smart to whip, but if you look at her wrong, she might clock you.
So, my little mini me, right? That's sitting right in front of me, honey. And he did, you know, I'm not even gonna say that's Alta. That's me. Okay, that's me and his daddy. He got that shit double fold. That's me and his daddy, honey. We'd be like, you've been staring a little too long. Sorry. Sorry, what are we doing? Why are you staring so much?
And her mom would come in every day complaining about her not wanting to share, her not sharing at home, her not doing this, her not doing that. And I said, well, you have to sit down and you have to show her how. You have to show her. You have to reinforce what you want her to do. I said, you can't just tell her. You have to sit down and physically show her.
Yes, you do.
Want her to do.
People don't, like, even with Lyric, it was a lot of, when I ask him to do something, I ask him and walk him to it. And that was a repetitive thing until it became, okay, hamper. Close off. And I don't give him like a lot in a sentence. I keep it real basic in the sentence. Close off, bathroom, pee, hamper. Now if I put it all together, get your clothes, take them to the hamper. He recognizes certain words in the sentence, right? So now he's hearing the sentence all the time, to where when I go to ask him something else, like Lyric, go get your stuff out of the hamper. He's like, oh, okay, I gotta go to the hamper and get it. She wants me to go there to get something. So it's a lot of repetitive action.
It is. And like we were just saying, a lot of times people just don't want to do that. They just don't want to do that. And I find it to be very, very sad sometimes, because, you know, I feel like people, they have the ability to learn, but people just don't want to take the time to.
They don't.
To see you.
Come here, Jack. Yeah, be my mini. Right, he right here. Yeah, come here. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi. Say I'm sniffling. Come here. Come here. Listen, and you see I'm a whole mama because I got my sleeve, honey. I'm using my sleeve.
Your whole mama, y'all. Whole mama.
Yeah, a whole mama moment. Hold on. Can we get out our nose? Get out her nose. Get out the nose. Let me see your hands. Okay, I'm going to have to disinfect my phone. Go on, Jack. Go. Girl, I got snot on my sleeve.
Thanks for sharing that with us. We appreciate you.
And anytime, because that's what I'm going through right now. I got snot on my sleeve. Got snot. He got my phone, y'all. So y'all done got, look, some Facebook calls and stuff. It's Lyric. I keep telling y'all.
I heard you texting people and calling people on Facebook.
Girl, let me tell you, there was one day I took my phone and I said, what the whole hell? There was a group with two of my Facebook girlfriends. And I'm like, you done did a whole group chat with them. Girl did a group chat and then called. What is you doing? And I'm like, Lord, how many other folks in here? Girl, I looked down my list. I'm like, oh, okay, let me go on here and apologize, because you out here looking, you got me looking weird.
She was like, look, if they call job, sorry, because he got my phone, so if he down to the or calls you on Facebook, I do apologize.
I'm sorry.
Not me.
It definitely wasn't me.
It's not me. It's him.
I had nothing to do. I didn't have nothing. I said, group chat, and you calling?
Well, maybe they wasn't responding to the group chat. Maybe that's
clearly, because he was like, okay, well, let me buzz then. Girl, and then called a couple of dudes. Don't do that. Before they think I'm trying to be over there. Don't do that before they think I'm trying to. I ain't trying to be over there. Don't do that. I ain't trying to be over there. Don't do that. Don't make them think I'm coming over there.
I'm not coming over there.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, but that guardianship girl, who go? You want guardianship over Lyric?
Look, he'll have me in the crazy house.
Lyric is not to be played with, okay?
No, he looks like he plays no games.
He don't play none of them.
He plays not a single.
When I tell you, it is the funniest thing to see a combination of me and his dad. It is hilarious because it makes me have to level up on so many levels. Like, I can't even. Some stuff I be like, boy. But some stuff I be like, ooh, I got to think because that was good, son. I can't be right back.
But that's how it be. That's how it be with my daughter. Because my daughter has my mouth. And as a kid, I had a very smart mouth. I don't think it was smart, but according to my mother, it was smart. Had a very smart mouth. So when my daughter says stuff now, I have to look at her like, I know where you got that from. I know exactly where you got that from. I can't say nothing. Like, you can't really say nothing because you know where it came from. Like, you can't even be mad. Like, you can't even be mad, though. And you want to be. Like, you want to be, but you can't. Because you sit there like...
Listen, that little boy buy me up every time, and I be like... I'll be right back. Let me go think. Do you right now? Let me go think. I can't even whoop your ass for that. I got to go think. Like, I really be there. Like, I can't. If I beat him up for that, that would just really prove that I am not mentally capable. I can't. Even when my thought be like, whoop his ass, but my over here on this shoulder, the Libra that be in the sky with God and on with the wings and on the cloud, like, girl, no, you can't, because you know that's what you would have said.
Right. You know that's you. You know that's you. How you gonna whoop that baby? You know that's you.
You can't do none of that. Go think.
Yeah, that's what you do. You go think about.
And then come back. And address that, because you know that's some shit you would have said. He right?
Yeah, he probably be right.
My first thought be like, I'm gonna whoop your whole ass. The other thought be like, nah, girl, you know that's some shit you would have said.
Oh, that was some shit you were thinking.
then go whoop your ass too. Okay. Lyric will definitely. I'll be like, "Ooh, little boy." I don't want to think no more.
I'm tired.
I don't want to. Didn't I tell y'all my animals was gonna make their way in here? Here come one, Weenie, come here. You in here now? Come here. Okay, look at this child. Let me tell you.
Oh, that's a pretty one.
Yes, that's
oh, pretty.
This my old girl. She's old. She's an elder.
Oh, she's so pretty. I saw her out there in the snow.
She's 8.
Oh, wow.
She's her 8 boy. And feisty. And, girl, she a whole bitch. She a bitch. She a, and mean it. And mean it. But she's a sweetheart. She's a sweet. She's a sweet girl. Mwah. Baby, who this guardianship girl? How if people want to get guardianship, what should they do, girl? What are we doing with that? What they need?
If they want to get guardianship, first of all, they have to go and get proper paperwork. And they have to be able to prove that the person that they're getting guardianship over is incapacitated or incapable of making sound decisions over themselves and over their finances. And they are incapable of living on their own. They are incapable of making responsible decisions.
Got it.
But I was looking it up and it didn't say if there was a fee behind it.
It is
a fee. Okay, so it's based on the state.
Yes, the fee is based on the state because you know each state has its own filing situation. But there are two different ways. No matter which state you're in, you can either hire an attorney, or you can do it yourself. Yeah. Now, doing it yourself seems a little intimidating. It can be. I'm not sure what each application. I know Georgia's application is a monster. Not too bad. I mean, let me be cute. Let me just say this. If you already a special needs advocate, that paperwork ain't going to be nothing for you. Get the paperwork, do it yourself. If you're an advocate and you got your own children that are special needs, the paperwork is not intimidating for you. Go get the paperwork, file it. You could cut the cost down. It's really just that cut and dry. But if you are not an advocate, you are just a mom and you lean on resources, you will need to either hire an organization or individual that is familiar with the process. You don't necessarily have to get an attorney. There are advocates that are familiar with the guardianship process. Don't call me, honey. I don't do those no more. It's got to be clipped because y'all going to come look me up. Don't do it. Don't look me up.
And I'm not familiar with it. So don't.
I don't do her no more. I don't do her no more. But you can get the application or you can hire an attorney. I recommend hire someone that knows the application. Here is why. When you hire, no shade to an attorney. I have attorney friends, so don't come for me. Don't call me. Don't text me. I love y'all dearly, but y'all know I rocks with my people, okay? If you hire an attorney, what they are going to do with this particular type of case is give it to their paralegal to prepare and submit, okay? The attorney will only make an appearance with you at court. You really don't need an attorney because if you have... your child is turning 18. You have years of documentation that backs up that this child is incompetent. Okay. Right. So you have what you need to get it done.
Right. Okay.
But here in Georgia, I think it's like, don't quote me because these is prices at the time that I was doing it. It ran about $500 to file, about $300 for the paperwork or some shit like that. So maybe like a total of $800, maybe $900. If you get an attorney, you're looking upwards of maybe $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. Now that, don't quote me on those rates. That's at the time that I was doing it. Okay.
Well, that has been a few years. Higher now.
Yes. That's why I said, if you are currently a special needs advocate, don't hire an attorney. If you are just the mom, now let me be clear. I'm not saying that moms, if you are just being a mama, cannot do it. If you are reading, graded reading, enjoy reading, go get the paperwork and just make it do what it do. I promise you, don't. You want to cut down some costs, read. That's just right.
That's what basically was it. Cause look, I be a reading somebody. Cause ain't no way.
You gotta want to read.
I ain't got that kind of money for me not want to read.
Yeah, you gotta want to read. You can get through the paperwork. You just gotta want to read it. that'll cut down some costs because you can $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 versus a couple of $100. You know what I'm saying? Right. $100.
Right. Right.
Under $1,000. Under $1,000. Right. Few $1,000. It's just all about what you want to do. What you want to do.
And right. Look, it's either read or don't read.
Pick one.
Pick which one you want to do.
If you don't want to read, you're going to save a few $1,000. If you want to read, you will save a few $1,000. Pick what you want to do and do that. But let me be clear. Make sure you have it in. If you are one of those that do not have good relationships with your child's doctors, or you have current, or you are in the process of switching over to adult doctors who are going to get to know your child, make sure you have that paperwork in place. It will save you some headache. Trust me on that. By the time your child turns 18, you should be submitting that paperwork on the 18th birthday of your child. You should be, your paperwork should be headed on down
on the 18th
to be filed on the 18th birthday. There's a couple of benefits to that too. So those of you, and then we'll wrap up. Those of you that are families who have gone through a medical malpractice case and have a special needs trust that stems from that. There are some benefits to your child turning 18 and qualifying for benefits on their own because now your income is not wrapped up into their benefits anymore. Boom. So that will help you out on that end. Because I know some of y'all are like, when is life going to give? It's going to give and they turn 18, girl. It's going to give, girl. It's going to give. Okay? It's going to give a little bit. It's gonna give. Their income is no longer wrapped up into yours. So now they qualify for more benefits on their own because they have zero. Yeah, so go get that guardianship. It's going to help y'all out. It's going to help y'all out.
All right, all right. Well, like I said, I have been educated because when I heard that they turned her away to still, I was shocked. I was like, what?
But, you know, here's some things, too. Keep this in mind, too. You becoming the guardian now can be all in the business. The state cannot have no jurisdiction, Chad.
Right. Right.
See, without that guardianship, state can have a little jurisdiction on you.
Yeah.
Any final words, girl?
All right. Well, I have learned a lot today. Today was a learning lesson for Coach Latria. I have look. One thing you will learn about me. You speak with me long enough, you will learn. I am not afraid to say I don't know. I am not afraid to say I need to learn. I'm not afraid to say, I'm not afraid to ask questions. That will be my final word. If you don't know, ask questions. Ask. Find somebody that know more than you do. And you need to surround yourself with people that know more than you do.
Yes,
you do. And my dear Libra right here, because she know more than I do. So, I'm not afraid to ask. Look. This is what I saw. I don't know what it means. Can you help us out? I'm not afraid to do that. So don't you be afraid to do that.
To piggyback on that, just when you don't know, say you don't know. Please say that. Don't act like you know. Don't do that. Just say, I don't know, and go look for the answer. Ask for the answer. Scream, I need help. Do whatever you need to do to advocate. Even when you don't know, make a bunch of noise until you get an answer. But you got to say what it is that you need so that you can get it. You got to. You don't. And I'm going to just be transparent real quick. Too often in the melanated community, we become so complacent with not knowing. We become okay with that. We become okay with being embarrassed to not ask. We'll go without before we ask. And that's not okay. Lyric Jadore, stop it. That's not okay. It's not Lyric. That's what we're going to. Is that what we're going to? Please don't do that. Just don't do that. Let me wrap this shit up. Ask questions. Ask and you shall receive. Okay.